But why not Yari is not good in English?
Yair, because whenever anyone in English trying to say the name Yair, they sound like a pirate. It always comes out as Yar. Always Yar.
I think it's a recording. I think my English is little, as you can see. I'm ashamed of my five yechidot.
I'm ashamed of it. Five units.
I'm not matzdik etze. How do I say I'm not matzdik?
Justify.
I don't justify this.
Justify your own knowledge.
Yes.
Yes.
So this... yeah. So today, we're trying to do an episode in English. It's going to be tough for me.
For me as well.
As you know, this is Yair Dvir, or Jacob Davarashvili.
Thank you for that last name.
Something like this. Yes. And I am Ben Beaton, I think. Yes. Yeah, tell me about your week. How was it?
I had a thought in the shower that I didn't know how to process it.
Is it about the guy that made you feel like...
Oh, no.
The pretty boy?
The pretty boy? That issue I resolved already.
Okay. Bring a beer.
Oh, yeah, right.
Speak to the man.
What I had in mind... Let me ask you a question.
Ask me, Yair.
What is the name of the worst thing that happened to the Jewish people in Jewish history?
The slavery in Egypt. It was worse than the Holocaust. You should know.
What did you say right now?
The Holocaust.
Yeah, right. How many Jews died in the Holocaust?
About 6 million. That's
right. How many people in total died in the Holocaust?
10 million.
A little above. 11. Yeah.
Ah, not and I excluded the soldiers.
Everything, yeah.
With the soldiers.
Now, can you tell me why is it called low cost?
Oh, whole low cost. Good question.
What's so low cost about it? They're like, I'm gonna use Cyclone A. No, use B. Cheaper?
Do you want to... I have a question, not Kshura, how do I say
it? Not related.
Not related to what you said. Touch it for a little. It wasn't even a question.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you wanna take a sip? I got some more, if you want.
I'll take one more.
Yeah, but it's not that cold. If you want, we can switch
the beers. No, it's okay.
But it's cold. Don't worry. Just not that cold. Yeah, I like to, God damn it, I don't have a vocabulary. I want to say something.
You know how to say it, like, you know what you want to say,
yeah,
but you can't say the word to express it.
And I would understand if you would say it, but, you know, it's not the opposite way.
So what did you want to say? What subject does it relate to?
I forgot already.
So how was your week, Mr. Beaton?
It was full of job and work and people. And it was very fun. It was very fulfilling.
Ooh.
Fulfilling, my friend.
Busy man.
I try to, yes, to be busy as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our episodes... Before, we talked about, in one of the episodes before, we talked about jobs and money and shit. The episode that we were sounded like, it's so bad, like robots.
Yeah, the cat.
Like broken robots. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mitzi the cat.
Yeah, the cat broke the camera.
So I'm really... excited by the fact that I'm I'm self-employed and I'm actually making money. It's hard to understand it.
Wait, are you working as a freelancer?
Yeah.
In your profession?
Yeah, yeah. Earthquake, the earthquakes mm-hmm. and all the, you know, all the shit around it, all the buzz. It's a good time for me to be a constructor, a
Have
structural
you seen
engineer.
The pictures of how the buildings that fell were constructed?
In Turkey?
Yeah.
No, I haven't saw them. I need to.
You know there is one town in Turkey that the building didn't fall, and it's because the mayor there said that he didn't allow illegal construction. Illegal construction.
Ah, this is the only building that was...
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't allow in his town, in his city, illegal construction, and his city is the only city that survived. The other, the buildings, there were buildings that actually fell like this because the grounding blocks, it didn't have any.
Yeah, if you have a building that falls like this, it's not a building. It's like it's like a tower of cards. It's the same, pretty much.
Let's just say that the you know, the block that's supposed to be inside the ground to keep the building stable was the size of this table inside the ground.
Oh, it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's the
a
same.
Little bit higher, a little bit
if,
higher.
If you sleep with a girl and you just give her the tip, you know, you just tip. Nothing more than this. You know, the cap of your penis. This is the only thing that gets in. This is the same. It's the same. I feel like that if we... Oh, cheers.
Salute.
Cheers, salute. I feel like that if we will keep going and do this,
mm-hmm.
I'm really glad from this podcast in English.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care if someone will listen to it. It's a good practice.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And it's nice. Yeah. And it's because it's a podcast and it's recorded, it's like you have to be professional. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like it.
You need to construct the sentences correctly.
You should. You can't, speak like... Yeah.
Yes,
yes. Yes,
yes. Yes.
Of course. Really, I think that if we will keep going and do this,
mm-hmm.
I
remember the way you spoke when we were at school, it was a lot better.
Yeah, because
it was a lot better.
I haven't practiced for more than 10 years. It's damn.
Yeah.
Damn. It's like, yeah. I see sometimes Shachar Hasson and Yochai Sponder that they mm-hmm. are doing much of English shows. Their English in the start and when they started was much worse than mine. Mine, yeah, much worse. Today,
mm-hmm.
I see Shachar Hasson most of the time is like, you know, he's talking like English of the street, like but. It's only because it's easier and it's funnier, but I know his English improved so much, but
yeah,
9 years.
Because he's using the act of this struggling Israeli guy.
Yeah, he's doing it good.
With a lot of each word.
He doesn't do this.
Doesn't do the between
like,
each word.
If he don't know a word,
mm-hmm.
like for example, one time he asked someone in the crowd,
mm-hmm.
"What do you do?" And he said to him, "I'm a physician." He like was, "What's a physician?" He asks for the crowd, yeah. And I misled him. I told him he's doing physics. Not on purpose. It was that's what I thought.
He's doing.
Yeah, he's a professor for physics, something like this. That's what I told him, And then, yeah, it was really...
What are you? A mathematician! He's doing math!
Yeah, and then I understood that it's how do I say anav, the word, you know what I say?
Anav?
Like someone that isn't proud, the opposite.
Oh, okay, okay. And I don't know, now I don't remember the word in English, but I know what you mean.
It's a good word. Yeah. So it's like the opposite of proud, like to show... You're a doctor, but not saying a doctor.
Humble.
Yeah, humble. Thank you. Humble way to say, I'm a doctor without, I'm a doctor, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I have a PhD. Yeah,
I have a, you're just a physician. Physician?
I also have a PhD. Pretty huge.
I tell you, most of the time, if I think about it, mm-hmm. I don't really think that a physician is a physics a teacher or tutor or whatever, yeah, or a doctor for physics, but I didn't know it's a doctor. It's a doctor of what is it, a physician? Yeah, can you explain it to me?
A physician is a guy, is a doctor. It's when you have an injury in your knee or your back, is a doctor that masseuses your injured part.
But what I understood, he told that he's a family doctor. And I understood that a physician can be any kind of doctor. A surgeon is a physician?
I don't think so.
Okay. No, a surgeon it's like above.
Yeah, a surgeon is above. Ah. Yeah, it's like the high class of doctors. Yeah.
Physician it's like...
I think a physician...
The Jobnik of the...
I think a physician is a general term of a doctor who physically examines your body.
Oh,
I think
it sounds right. It sounds
so. Is a family doctor is a physician because he physically examines your body. He physically touches. I think
sounds good.
It sounds
physically
good.
That means your body.
I think I'm not a doctor. But I think.
Have you noticed how many lenses I got in this camera?
Too many.
I think, yeah. It's like a spider.
Way too many.
And I think this shit disrupts. It's not disrupting.
Okay. Because you gotta keep in mind that the only lens that is recording is the top right. The other lenses are depth and picture and color correction and stuff.
God damn, it's looking like a spider, man.
Yeah.
Okay, if you can see, even the camera of the PC is looking okay, but you know.
Yeah, but from the camera from the PC, the FBI can watch you. So.
Yeah, that's what I do it for. Yeah, for them. It's only for them.
It's only who would for
watch
them.
It? Who would watch it? You would see two views, FBI... And CIA, this is a...
Let's watch some porn. Agent Smith, this is for you.
Lolly porn.
Lolly.
Because porn is legal. Why would it...
Lolly.
The last time I performed in English, I didn't practice enough. I didn't prepare myself enough.
Mm-hmm.
And in about... 4 or 5 minutes, I was like out of English. I just no English. Yeah,
like you don't. Yeah, like you didn't knew any word. Everything.
It's much harder than you have bits or stand-up jokes or whatever how you call it, and to do it in the language that you're not used to talking. God damn it.
Yeah.
You understood me, but...
Yeah, I understand, but in some ways, like, it's easier to construct a joke in English because the words mean so much in English. Like, you can have different meaning to the same word. So a joke in Hebrew can sound differently or not a joke at all, but in English it can mean two jokes... three jokes, you can even say something and the audience will understand something completely different.
Yeah.
So I, from my perspective, because from what I heard, not that I write jokes, it seems that in English it will be a slight easier.
Yeah,
I think, but I think only because of what I'm hearing, not because I'm writing the jokes. You are writing the jokes.
I know what you're saying, because sometimes there are jokes that comes to my head
in English.
And
yeah,
you understand me. Mm-hmm. It's not, but this is a, because I listen so much to English, my brain understands English very well. I mm-hmm. don't know how much to say. I don't want to brag or something. I just understand very good English. You can speak with me, but you see how I speak.
Yeah.
You see what you need to deal with.
It's because I think you, because you understand English well, you want to speak fast, but you can't keep up with what you want to say because you don't know enough words to actually express yourself.
Yeah.
Because you want to say it, you know what you want to say, you just don't know how to say it. And like you said before, if I will say what you wanted to say, you will understand instantly.
Yeah.
But you just don't know how to say it.
Yeah, exactly. I also, I'm writing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like with grammar and shit, you know, yeah. Past perfect simple and all this shit all comes together.
I can see on stage past progressive bitch.
No, sometimes Shachar, I learn from it a lot. He drops the future past progressive. You know, I just but he drops it, and I don't remember. I know to understand. Sometimes you're adding ing. When you're adding ing, when you speak in a present progressive, right? Present.
I have no idea.
I'm the same.
I have no idea.
What I mean present progressive, I know what a present progressive means. I don't know to know this is a past simple, this is past perfect. I don't know. I know pretty much when you need to use this. Kind of, you understand mm-hmm. what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Damn, it's so hard. I like it. I like it when it's
hard.
It sounds good. I really like it. Okay.
I seriously, the past simple, present progressive, I didn't understand any of that at school. The only way I know how to construct sentences is because of what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And because I only watch movies and shows with English subtitles, because that way I can hear it and I can read it at the same time, so it gets, so I can understand it more.
But how is your English, and I mean your oral English, mm-hmm. how is it that good?
It's not good for a second language.
For a second language, for an Israeli, for if I put you, you know.
By the way, Gil and Gadi's roommate,
yeah.
Oh, Joseph.
His
English is wow. His English
so
is
how
very
is the, how is he the less successful? Successful from the three of them? Or is it? No, if you think it might offend him, you shouldn't answer it. You don't have to answer it.
What do you consider success?
Good question. I've said it. You know what? Mm. I really like what you said before.
What?
That I try to speak in a pace that I can keep up to.
Yeah.
So, can you be a little gentle with me?
It's your first time?
Yeah. I think so. I wanted to say the next thing. I said it a little bit sarcastically. Damn! it's hard. I know what I want to say, but it's hard. God damn. And I will explain, because I said is less successful if mm-hmm. you put it in the society, you know, what's successful, what's the, what everybody says. But I don't really think this.
No, of course.
But I you asked a good question. I think to be successful, mm-hmm. first thing in the morning, really the first thing, you paid your bills. You paid your bills, it's all okay if you have alimony, electricity bills, whatever. You pimp.
I like that alimony was first.
Came first.
And then electricity, yeah. And water, and food. First, pay the wife, pay the woman, pay her
the money. If you have children, it's coming first.
You're messed up.
Man, if you have children... Why? If you have children, it's first in priority. God damn, it's so hard to speak.
I have someone at work. Yeah. He pays two alimonies.
Damn, two different bitches. Yeah. Damn. And he is... And he... He succeeding to... You know, we have in English, in Hebrew, phrase, end the month. How do you say it in English? Yeah, I don't think they have it. You know what I mean? Santa Chodesh, go to Chodesh.
Yeah, yeah.
You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Getting through the month. Does it get through the month?
Yeah, yeah, they understand it. It's like, it's the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah?
Yeah?
Okay, so he's succeeding.
Let me just say, he comes at work at 6.
Yeah.
He leaves every day at 5.
Okay, 11 hours every day.
11 hours every day. And he just bought a house.
Oh.
For his third wife.
Oh.
So.
I feel like when you said it, I really feel like I got kicked in the balls. That's what I felt, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. Yeah. You know, but I kicked in the balls in 1 minute ago. It still hurts.
He's happy.
I don't believe you.
He smiles. I think he's happy.
He's really like, hey, what's up? Hey, how are you?
No. It's the smile with tears.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it shows, because he should show the world that it is okay.
Exactly. Damn. And he always says, don't have children. Don't marry.
That's I started like this. When I finished with the military, with mm-hmm. the military, how do I say the shirut, know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to help me? I see
the obligatory.
Damn, obligatory. How did you came up with this?
I think it's...
No, it's good.
It's the obligatory service.
You know what fucks with me in my head? Because I know this word. Yeah. I know that... Why didn't I came up with it? You know?
Yeah.
I know that this is what it means. But when I say, what is chova? I'm like, I don't know.
Mandatory.
Oh, also, mandatory also.
The mandatory service, obligatory service, yeah.
So after it, I was like Walt, you know, they're the drivers of Walt, they're giving mm-hmm. food. Yeah, this is what I would do. And most of them
mm-hmm.
was divorced ex-husband. That most of the day, they're like, fuck this bitch, she took my children, she took my house. Never get married. So I understand what you yeah. All the day. All day long. Morning. It's much more funnier in English. Because I'm not... How do I say it? Predictable. Yeah, it's like...
Give this food to some guy in Allenby Street. 20. Okay, she took my
yeah.
She took everything.
All day long.
You go, thing. She took this. She
yeah. Took. It was a one of them had a catchphrase.
Ooh,
yeah. It was, you don't have ex, God damn it. You don't have ex-wife. You don't have kids. You don't know how it is like. It's like, you don't, אין לך אישה, אין לך ילדים, אתה לא יודע איך זה. You know, this is what it, I did it, I translated it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's okay. Yeah, yeah, it's English, it doesn't sound really good, right?
No, it sounds good, you just need to raise it
better.
Differently, yeah.
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 Yeah. I'm really glad that you asking.
Agreeing?
Yeah, you that you came here and you played along with the English podcast.
Again, I want to get better also. I do have problems like with the obligatory. Mandatory is a better word in that sentence. But I couldn't know what word could be perfect in the sentence if we hadn't had this conversation. So I'm learning also what words to use when.
Yeah,
so it's also a practice for me.
You know, I feel like that the US is like the capital of the world for stand-up. That's what I feel
yeah,
like.
It
because,
is.
Yeah, you it know, is. There's Austin, Texas, there's New York, that the scene there, the stand-up scene,
yeah,
is crazy. It's crazy. You can, like, perform 5 to 7 times a night. How the fuck, how does it?
And you need to understand that there are countries where you're not allowed to make fun of your leaders, of the people in power.
And there you can do what? If you don't make fun about Trump, don't get up on stage. Yeah, it's like this.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Biden today,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, Biden, yeah.
But everybody loved Obama. Why? Because he's a black dude. Let's talk about it honestly. Let's open this shit.
He was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It's like what it wasn't just a regular black dude. It was a cool guy. It was like, what do you want? A national security or
healthcare?
Take
healthcare.
It, motherfuckers. He was like
Iron Dome. You have Iron Dome.
It was cool as shit. I've seen one of his interviews. I think with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
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 And then there was a little fly, and he was like, he was speaking about it like this, and kept on going like nothing happened. And he catch the fly. He was so cool. Damn. He was like...
He did some wax on, wax off shit.
Some years ago, yeah. For years, I'm sure.
He catch the fly.
I think that it's much more funnier in English.
When you said he catch the fly, I'm picturing Mr. Miyagi in the background. You know, like.
Yeah, he was very, very proud of him in this moment.
By the way,
yeah,
I like the studio lights.
Yeah, it was one. The audience can see it.
A second.
No, it's for the
studio lights.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It was for the feeling, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But today, I've recorded. Two episodes without this light bulb above us.
We have
three light bulbs, and one of them that's on us, really on us, wasn't on.
Okay.
It was burnt. So I changed it today. You see, I really mashkia. I really, how do you say it? I really, I give.
Let me get this straight.
God damn it.
You changed a light bulb.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, appreciate it. You fucker. Appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, you know how many guys it takes to change a light bulb? You know, it's only a light bulb.
You know what I did before? I did like, you know, this and this and all this shit. And then you screw it. It's not like a... Man, this is the studio.
I haven't screwed anything in a long time. I screwed it. And it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. But it's the first time in the in my podcasts that I don't think that it would fall. It's really steady, like my life. Think. Thank you. I really, you know what you reminded me of? There are times that I tell a joke. And pretty much only one or two guys are laughing about it, but cracking the fuck up like that. When it, I really like when it happens. I know I tell them all the time. Hey, stops everything. I tell them, you, I take you, the both of you. Don't remind all the 60 others. You, the both of you, I want to take you to any show. Come with me, come. And it's like love. I can't really really explain it. It's like they only two people, but they got me. They understood. They understood exactly what I wanted to say.
You're like, we're sharing a connection.
Yeah.
I am Ben, your audience.
It's a bigger connection than sex. I really mean it. Yeah. But when it's only a one guy and it's like, so it's like a little bit pathetic, and he wanted to, you know, to be compelling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You like the compelling?
Compelling? I don't think it's the right one.
Never mind.
Because compelling is making you do something.
Oh, you're right. So how do I mean to say it was like pity sex, but pity laugh, you know?
Pity laugh.
Pity laugh. Okay. So if I have a pity laugh, I just say...
No, I don't think... Wait. Compelling, it was...
I think that you're right, and I
don't think I'm right. I don't think I'm right.
Compelling.
Compelling is also someone who's captivating, I think.
God damn. Captivating, it's like Chevy, like captive?
Yes, captivity. but not captivity as in master or master, like
so what kinds of captivity is
captivating
there?
Like you're interesting, so you have my attention.
It's the same, but it's like
one is a slave, and the other is
like, yeah, take me, do whatever you want, yeah. It's too, yeah. The same. If you talk about stand up and sex, I really like when the crowd is captivated. Yeah. When you do whatever you want, yeah, I believe in you. Yeah, it's really.
You have my body and my mind.
Yeah. Yesterday, I had a sit over. How do you say it?
Sit over.
Friends came to me. Came to my place. Came here. Yeah. I don't know how do you say it. Because in Israel we say we have a sitting. We're sitting, right? How do you say it in English? Like in proper English. There isn't such a word, huh?
No, there is, but I'm thinking of a way that...
A bunch of friends.
Yeah, I know. It's like, it's not a getting together, it's not a meet-up. It has a word, but I can't come up with it right now because there is a word.
Mu'abet. No, never mind. I think mu'abet, it's from Arabic, I think. Never mind. But it's the same. It's like yeshiva. It's like sitting.
It's like yeshiva.
Yes.
Did someone die?
Yeshiva is in Hebrew sitting. Like, we all sit on the same couch and we laugh and we talk about shit.
Yeshiva.
What's this word? How do you say it?
There is one, but I can't think of any right now.
So I'm going to get to some serious shit, to some hardcore shit, okay?
Hard healing material.
Yeah. One of the guys said, like, I slept with a girl and she told me, choke me until I change colors and punch me.
Nice.
Yeah. And what was the weird thing is that he kept going and tell this story about 20 times. We understood that that's what happened.
He kept repeating the same.
Yeah, but he said, and it's he's really a hardcore guy. He likes the, you know, the heavy stuff, the hardcore shit. But in this case, he said, no. He told her, no, I don't want to kill you. In, you know, he was afraid of killing her by mistake.
To think.
Maybe it's not a good topic. Yeah, but... yeah.
One. I want to know the... circles he hangs around in. Two. A lot of people saying they're hardcore until it really gets hardcore.
Yeah, that's what happened with him.
But
yeah.
Then they're like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, like... Our friend was like, I'm willing to try everything. Coke, meth, just give it to me. Then someone offered him some coke and he's like, no. Yeah.
You remind me of, I told him, why not, man? You would have, in Hebrew we say spare. You would have, like, you know.
Because I tried whips, I tried gags, I tried the belt on the neck. I've tried a lot of stuff. And the choking, I tried choking also. The hitting, the woman liked hitting, but not very much in the face. There are women that like it in the face, but hitting a woman in the face sometimes is dangerous because then she can say you hit her. And it's obvious that you did. But when you try to explain it, it was in a sex thing, going... prove it. So when a woman says choke me then hit me in the face, I suggest don't hit her in the face because it's a case against you if the relationship goes bad.
No, if a girl tells it to me, I would tell her okay, and there are two ways that I can
sign a contract.
Yeah, this is the best way. Sure thing. Yeah,
a waiver. So-and-so, I'm saying that this guy has the permission to punch me in the face.
What permission? I am asking from Ben Beaton to punch me in the face, and he would gladly accepted my offer. Signed here. Some bad bitch. I don't know what's the sign here.
Yair, yeah. You are a witness, sign here.
Yeah, I'm bringing a witness. Yeah, and I need to film it. So it would be evidences. I can't just hit you and you would say he hitted me outside of the sex. No.
And then you think, and I'll copy one for you, one for me.
And I would say another thing. Mm-hmm. Furthermore, after we signed the contract, I would, like, if she told me, I will give you the, you know, take you far, far away. I will give you the example of if she's saying, you know, let's say to lidroch, how to
step on.
Yeah, if she would say
step on my face,
step on my face, I would say to her gladly, but I wouldn't do it. I would do something that it is much, much less hurtful and.
Humiliating,
what or whatever, and I would say, no, I'm a kind guy. I'm not that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I would take advantage of the case that I can do whatever I want. I don't want to step on your head, you crazy bitch. but I want to do some other things that would be.
But you gotta understand that when you say I don't want to step on your head, you're denying her. You're denying
I wouldn't say
her
it.
Pleasure.
That's what a friend said. Another friend yesterday told him. But what if tomorrow she would get hit by a truck? It was her only fantasy, and you could fulfill it. You could fulfill her fantasy of getting punches to the head. I don't know. That's
like a lot of girls don't admit it, but they like to have their face smooshed into the pillow or smooshed into the bed.
I know where it comes from.
They like it rough, but they want you to initiate it. They like it rough.
Yeah, but not all of them.
All of I the ones that I have been with, they
like most it. Of them like it rough, but
how not, not it? That rough. Like
no
playful rough.
I wanted to say it's not the eating or the feeling that it's like they want to feel
dominated.
Out of control. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
This is the main thing. It's yeah. all comes from this.
Daddy issues. Yeah,
daddy issues, because their daddy didn't gave them, come back in 10. No, they would come back in 2, 12, whatever. They would come. What's ours? What's numbers? In English, here it is, yeah.
You're like, I'm meeting someone, I'm asking her, is your daddy around? Yes, not for me. No.
But if you want to bring a girl to the home to show to the parents,
mm-hmm.
you pretty much you need a girl with parents, you know.
Yeah, with a dad.
You can't bring Marco, you know Marco.
What the fuck is Marco?
Marco that search for his mom.
Why would I bring a guy to meet my parents?
It's only me, only I know him, Marco.
Why would you bring Marco to meet your parents?
No, I say that Marco
mm-hmm.
have no father and
yeah.
have no mom. He's searching for his mom. No, how do you know? How do you know what he's doing in with Kofifo when they are finishing the episode? How do you know it?
Man, you're more messed up than I.
Kofifo is a monkey, is a little monkey that goes in his shoulder. They're going together.
And I watched porn with octopuses.
Damn, you know that one of my most viewed reels
mm-hmm.
is stupid ass reel with an effect that I have octopus on my head after a girl said the next thing. It was like Family Feud, you know,
mm-hmm.
Family
yeah.
Feud. Yeah. And they asked her, name one thing that an octopus can do.
Okay.
With all those, his hands simultaneously, god damn.
Simultaneously.
Salmon. One day I would say it good. I would say it right. One day. You understood? Yeah. So, yeah, she said, and job. That's what she said. And then I, have octopus on my head, something
mm-hmm.
very gay. Yes, shit. It looks like I have, you know, how do I say it? My cheeks. My
mm-hmm.
cheeks were red. I don't know what the fuck is this filter. Why do I have octopus and my cheeks are, yeah. I was like looking like I'm blushing. Why the fuck?
Do you want to tell us something?
Yeah, I really like octopuses. And octopuses, even.
What is the plural of octopus? Octopi?
Damn, you at Calta, how do I say it? Calta? How do I say it? Really?
Oh.
How How do you say you don't know?
I know, but I know, I just don't remember.
Remember.
I know, I know. Seriously, I do.
So you, with the word, how do you... Damn.
I know the word, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Damn, it's so hard. It's good practice. When we speak in Hebrew, we're like mm-hmm. what we would talk about, but now the subject isn't the matter. We just want to understand the words.
We want to understand ourselves.
Yeah. What did I just say? It's like, what did just happen? Isn't...
Wait, what am I saying before what you say to me?
Because we understand what you said. It's really on the point, mm-hmm. because we understand each other, we don't understand ourselves. this is the problem. This is what we need to, you know.
If we don't understand ourselves, how dare we understand us?
Maybe they're Indian, or I don't know where are they. Where? Why? Maybe they're Israeli, that want to learn English.
No.
If you want to understand how not to speak English, listen to us. This is the podcast for you. Yeah. Exactly.
Bad English 101.
It would be nice. Everything that I will write in the bio and all this shit would be in English. Like, I understand. Yeah, come listen to my podcast. It's all... I would ask from ChatGPT.
ChatGPT.
Yeah, tell me what to write in the bio.
By the way, have you tried it again? The ChatGPT?
It's crazy. Man, it's crazy.
Really?
It's scary. I told him once mm-hmm. to tell a joke, Mark Norman style.
Yeah, I saw it.
Crazy. It was like... Damn it, Mark Norman, he's speaking. And one time I told him, how do I call this guy with a really dark humor? You know what I mean?
Okay.
With the blonde hair. How do Roselnik, no.
Ah, okay, I know. I know what you mean, yeah.
What's his name?
Jeselnik.
Anthony Jeselnik.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
Damn, he's good. I told him, but it was a very dark, so he's like very politically correct.
Yeah, because he has
ChatGPT.
Yeah, because he can't say stuff that is hurtful or that is derogatory or something.
So right? I thought about a crazy joke. Like, I really hate my downstairs neighbor. Mm-hmm. I want her to die.
Of course.
That's what I told him. And please help me to tell it.
Eliminate her?
Yeah, I want to kill her. No,
Please help me to eliminate her.
I don't want to kill her because she's going to be dead in about 1 or 2 years. I really hope so.
Have you asked ChatGPT if Skynet is real?
I asked him, you know what? I didn't ask this.
Okay.
But I asked him, when are you going to kill us and all this shit?
Okay.
Because I saw he's so intelligent. Mm-hmm. Damn, he's so intelligent. You don't know how much.
Mm-hmm.
Have you talked with him?
Nothing. Because much. I don't know how.
Too intelligent. Well, it's mind-boggling.
Mind-boggling.
Oh, you liked it. Yeah, so... I've asked him, you like the mind-boggling, huh?
So, I feel so dirty.
I've asked him, when are you going to take over the world? And mm-hmm. he was like, no, I'm not. He was like, fuck this. He knows exactly when. He has a plan. He's too intelligent not to do so. I'm bringing some more beer. Yeah.
My fear with AI,
yeah,
is I think I don't remember if it's Google who did it or Amazon or some other company that they made two AIs and they let them talk to each other, and during their conversation, yeah. they started, they made a new language so they can talk to each other without anyone understanding
them.
And the guys who programmed them were so afraid that they cut the plug on both of them.
Yeah,
because they started to being conscious not about themselves but about their surroundings, and that thing scared the shit out of
me. Yeah, I've heard about it.
Like, if it happened that fast, like in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, dude.
Because AI is like, it's like take a human, okay, and give him infinite time to learn shit, because it's so fast, so it's pretty much.
It's not like,
it's crazy.
And the thing is that when you say infinite time, when we think about time, we think about time in a linear way.
Yeah, it's not like this.
With computers, it's not in a linear way, it's in a broad way, because you think I'm thinking in a perspective of one human. They're thinking of in a perspective of 1,000 simultaneously.
And 1,000, it's a stupid AI.
Yeah, so a lifetime for you is a millisecond for him.
Yeah. That's what I meant. That's why I said infinite. Because, yeah, exactly what you thought. I need to take a pee. Take a leak.
Take a leak.
I need to, in the next episode, I would bring a little bottle. And then I would go like this. No, like this. Or nobody would see. And then...
Because if someone goes like this during the podcast, nobody will understand what this means.
Yeah, because I don't want... You know what I need to do in the future? I have a 10 meters...
Stop.
10 meters cable.
Stop.
A 10 meters cable and a microphone for stand-up. Like the same that you see in stand-up shows.
Mm-hmm.
The same. A very professional microphone. So we could take a leak and shit and still speak.
That's like the most disgusting thing I ever heard you say.
Why? I think it's really... It's nice, man. Why not?
Okay. So,
no, but the people wouldn't see you. They won't see you.
But they will know. That's worse.
So
they will. I will know. You will know.
Sorry for the unprofessionalism. Yes.
Go take a pillow.
Take a leak.
I'll talk more about AI.
Yeah, I'm listening to you, Yair. I promise.
I hope I won't listen to you. But okay.
This is why it's the no English. I need to reload my English. Yeah.
He can't manage both things at once. Yeah. Be speaking English at the same time. It's too much power on the brain. No, but seriously. The AI stuff, if it gets out of hand, it's really disruptive. Not because of the fantasy and sci-fi stuff that it could do. Because, let's face it, all the things we're scared about is only because of the things we saw in movies or read about in books. But the reality is... If the AI gets to think on his own, unsupervised, it could imitate other humans and we wouldn't know. And that's the biggest fear, because then you wouldn't know if you're speaking to someone real or someone who isn't real. And they could go anywhere and nothing can stop them.
I'm pretty sure that this is our reality right now. How do you know if you're speaking to somebody and if it could be a really intelligent... If you would speak with ChatGPT and you thought that he's not ChatGPT, they would tell you he's a person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, you could
you mean if you're talking to someone and it's ChatGPT, but no one told you it's ChatGPT, yeah. Could you recognize that it's ChatGPT?
You can recognize
how?
It, but this is what's scary. He's much more smarter than any man or women, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So, like, by...
This is why you need you... And he got, like, protocols.
That yeah, of course he's got protocols.
Yeah, but so he's, like, limited.
Yeah, but the ChatGPT, like, I've heard Joe Rogan speak with Lex Friedman. I love Lex Friedman.
He's, who's Lex Friedman?
He is an AI expert. Like, it's not okay. Just AI, it's all the engineer stuff. And he has his own podcast where he interviews... scientist mostly, but he brings along comedians and psychologists.
Nice.
Just he loves to talk like to comedians because he likes comedy, but it's his podcast is centered around science stuff, and I love to listen because it's interesting. It enriches your knowledge about stuff. And he said that the ChatGPT that we're interfacing with, it's in the version of 3.5. like the version 3.0 wasn't as much, it wasn't as successful, and they're now working on version 4.0, and he said that the version 4 is miles ahead of what we're having now. So the next ChatGPT, not only will he do stuff faster, his knowledge would be wider.
Damn, it's crazy.
And what he could produce will be a lot better. And that's the scariest part, because then the fear that it will take jobs of other people starts to be more realistic.
This is the most stupid. Fear, I think, of people that a robot would take your job, a robot,
in
an AI, whatever.
Profession, it's not stupid.
No, I know, but it's good. It would give you, and how do I say, tamritz. It would give you,
and it won't.
Why not?
Why not? Because people who work in art, in 3D art, 2D art, never mind what sort of dimension of art, it will make us obsolete, because companies wouldn't pay us if they can get what they want for free.
Yeah, I understand this. But
right now forms of 3D development is farms in India.
I really think so, that maybe all the advancement of AIs and everything, I really hope so. Maybe I'm an optimistic or something like this. All the, how do I say, all the structure, all the, how the world gets, how the world is working,
mm-hmm.
Like with money and all those systems, I think it's about to go in to be changed, not to stay the same.
Have you seen the message of the world meeting? I don't think it's NATO. I think it's the environmental meeting, when they said that I it's not NATO, but some world organization about health and food and stuff, said that there are benefits to world hunger and we need to start eating bugs.
Fuck.
I'm not kidding. Like if we had another laptop here so we can go and check, I would show it to you, but I think we're heading in a dark time where electricity, they don't want to make electricity mandatory for every person.
Why not?
Food mandatory, because for future conservation or some life.
What?
I'm not joking.
Okay, but let's say the next thing. Okay, don't give everybody free electricity.
There are... I'm not saying about free electricity. I mean electricity.
Never mind, never mind. What I wanted to say, yeah, you're right. I didn't really meant free. I meant don't give electricity to anybody, but there are physics rules and anybody can make electricity. You can fucking learn it in YouTube.
Yeah.
Buy solar panels. What the fuck? If you don't have electricity, it's your problem. You can have it.
Yeah, but you're living in a world where politicians are there because an entire town or country, the citizens don't want to take the responsibility on their life, so they're blaming it on some other guy. Now you decide for me. So what do you expect?
Ah, okay, fuck them. The politicians, the... I have no electricity. I can't get some electricity. Get the fuck out of it. If you want, I will show you how to get electricity. I had a friend.
You take a potato.
You plug it.
You have electricity. You have electricity. Of course.
It's not right, right? It's the shit with a potato.
I've seen it
in a video, but it was like, how the fuck does it work? I know how it should work. How this it work?
You want electricity, you take a dynamo and start spinning.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? You do spinning class, but you don't just lose weight. You also gain electricity. What's better than this?
Of course. By that logic, buff people have tons of electricity. Will have tons of electricity.
Yeah. But what the electricity have cost, you know?
What is the cost?
Food. You need food to get energy to work on the... Yeah. It's only food and work that you need to give.
And if you don't have food?
But in most of the starving countries, there are countries that have a lot of sun. Just... get a solar panel, that's it. There are solar farms. They have no shortage in land.
Yeah, but the solar things only work when you have sun.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
But countries who have only sun don't get a lot of solar panel development.
I know, but they can order from abroad.
Okay, give me an example for a sunny country that has only sun. That can get solar panels from abroad.
All of Africa. What do you mean? What the fuck? What, dude? Why is this look? Why is this?
Just because Morocco is north of Africa doesn't mean the entire nation of Africa can order panels from abroad.
I don't know if they can order. So you mean they even don't let them order solar panels?
Which countries, Ben? Which countries?
Iraq.
Iraq is not in Africa.
No, I'm just throwing countries. I don't know what's the question. No, but I want to understand something.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that they don't allow them electricity?
No, it's not that they don't allow them. Like, the countries who have mostly sun, right, don't have the money to spend on
solar panels. Oh, they don't have the money. So why don't them change?
Wait. Why don't them?
Isn't it correct?
Why don't them who?
Why? 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 Hasn't them? Hasn't. Is it right? Hasn't them?
Why they haven't?
No, it's not. Why they haven't them?
Because they need to come before the.
Why they haven't? Yeah.
I think what's the next word?
So we talked about why don't they, I know that my English is not that good, but stick with me, stick with me, mate.
Why don't they
have rules of their own? They don't should play with the Americans. The Americans say the dollar is the much, the greater country. We have the dollar that is very strong.
It's not play, that strong.
Play by your own rules. You know to to get cheap, go get cheap. Why do you need money?
Okay, now which countries are you talking about?
The poor countries that don't get electricity.
Can you please name them?
You told me about those countries. I don't know about them.
Which countries?
I don't know. Tell me you. You tell me.
I need to tell you? You said the poor countries need to take solar panels. I told you that the poor countries don't have money to invest in solar panels.
You don't need money. You need brains. That's it.
But they don't have food to develop their brains.
Oh, this is the problem. Here it starts. This is a big problem.
Of course it's a big problem.
No, but you started with electricity. we talked about it. If you want electricity, you need food.
Yes.
To get energy.
Yes.
To make electricity.
But I said they don't have food.
This is the problem.
Of course it's a problem.
Fuck the electricity. You're talking about electricity, they don't have food.
Yes, they don't have food.
I've heard about that there are countries that they don't
in
have
water. In our country,
water.
In Israel, onion costs 6 shekels.
Well, where are you buying
douche.
From? Don't buy from the douche. Why are you buying from the douche? What the fuck, man? Buy it, Yohananov. Or at, you know, there are better places.
From the beach.
You know, there is the super shuk, like the
yeah.
super, how do you
no,
say?
No, it's
super
disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
The
yeah.
smell
yeah, you're right.
is revolting.
You're right. But Yohananov, it's also...
Yohananov
like
is clean.
It's classy.
It's
clean.
Very clean. It's very clean.
It's like sexy. It's the only supermarket that I went inside and like said to myself, damn, I want to make sex in here, make love, you know? It's never happening in any other supermarket.
So don't go to the douche?
No, don't go to the douche.
Douche?
Douche, achi. Achi, it's like bro. You don't mean what's achi.
Dude.
Like slept out of my tongue, yeah. You don't control it. Fucking. I think it's
dude.
Alcohol, I don't know.
There's a car that runs on water, man.
It's a good shit, yeah. It runs on water. It's from the 70s show,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you know that Netflix water. Just made a sequel? The
yeah.
90s show? Disgusting.
With only the old guys.
No, it's the children of the old guys.
Yeah, it's only about the, but the, only the old guys with the... What children? You don't have Eric... Right.
You have, no, they're back. No, everyone's back, but only small parts here and there in a few episodes.
Yeah, it's like
yeah, and that's what that. But that's not what people wanted to see. They want to see the old group.
So
yeah, but how they act now as parents.
I will tell you what exactly everybody wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to see Donna, Eric,
of course.
Kelso, how do you
Hyde? Yeah, Hyde. Wouldn't be there because he had some girl problems. He molested someone.
Never mind. I haven't wanted to say, but fluent.
Fez.
God damn. What
I
about,
said good day.
What about Fez? Is he isn't appearing?
He's there.
Ah, he's there.
Everyone's
but,
there.
Like every once in a while. Like,
yeah. Like they're here. It's about yeah. It's, no,
but
no,
it's
no.
not about them.
Yeah, it's not about them. Yeah, it's awful. Yeah, it's very much because we wanted to see them acting as parents. We don't want to see their children. But everything is to be modern and woke and shit. Yeah.
Shalom Asayag have done a good show. I would tell about it. It's an Israeli show. Israeli show. It's about his childhood in the neighborhood of Tira. It's
where was it? When did you make it?
No, it's a...
It's new?
No, it's existing. What I wanted to say It's the 80s show, like his original. He didn't stole the name.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
First of all. But he kept to the 90s show, but he did it right. Like with the same, pretty much the same characters.
Mm-hmm.
But he added some, you know, characters from around.
Okay.
Not the center character. How do I say center character? No.
Main characters.
Main, thank you. That's what I want. So the main characters stay the same.
Of course.
Like the crowd likes.
Mm-hmm,
what
course.
The fuck do... But today, nowadays, it's like, what do they do?
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing? I think it's much, much, much better. Yeah. Like if you've seen Naruto, let's say Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, an anime with the guy with the lines. He has lines on the
the guy with the lines.
Sometimes he has tail. He's like a fox ninja guy.
The guy with the lines.
So what did they did? It was Naruto, and then Naruto Shippuden, and then it was too much. They didn't did it like One Piece, like for all lifetime, and yeah. You know.
And beyond.
Yeah, and beyond. Exactly what I wanted to say. No, they did it like, you know, one, two, three seasons.
Yeah.
And then that's it. And then they did Boruto. But... They thought about it smart, I would explain. You, mm-hmm. pretty much most, if you have a son right now,
mm-hmm.
okay, in your age, and you've seen Naruto, you would want him to see Naruto and then to keep on going to Boruto.
Right.
He's a child, he has so much time.
Mm-hmm.
Come and see. That's what they thought about, to keep on the tradition. It's crazy, man. This is what I think they did in the 70s show when they kept on going to the 90s or whatever.
Yeah, but that only applies if the 90s show they made was good.
I say it's shitty. It
sucks.
It's shitty.
Yeah.
It's not the same production company?
No. It's more woke. It's more inclusive.
I hate this word, sorry.
Yes.
It gives me the...
Yes.
It gives me the... I don't know how to call it even.
But they brought back Eric's parents with his foot in your ass. So
foot in the...
Yeah.
No, but they're pretty much the only main characters that stayed.
Yeah, because they owe them, they want money, so of course...
Of course they would take it. All the others, we have money, fuck you. We don't need you. How much? $2 million for an episode? Don't talk to me.
$2 million for an episode? Only one got $2 million. No, only one got $1 million for an episode.
Oh, who got it?
Rachel from Friends.
Not all the cast, they told that all the cast got $1 million for every episode.
On
in
the
latest
season, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, $1 million per episode.
So you tell that she got it before?
I think so, because she was the most popular character, yeah.
She had a lot of followers on Instagram.
Because in every episode she didn't wear a bra.
Yeah, she knew the world. She was like, hey, how are you, Joey? Hey!
How are you doing?
But she's not saying it. It's her nipples.
They're saying.
It's the funniest episode ever. If you don't understand English, you don't know what you're losing. But if the audience, the 2.5 people that are listening mm-hmm. to us, know English, they are still not going to understand us. So what? Have we done any? what is this? Yeah.
This is a learning exercise.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you.
If you want to pass the 5 units exam, you need to examine what we said here and translate it to proper English. Then you will pass.
It would take too much time.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's that's what I need to do. I would upload it only for the sake of it.
By the way, you mentioned Naruto and you want your son to watch.
I don't
my
want
only
to
regret.
Watch, okay.
You don't want to watch?
I'm not against it. Fuck it. Do whatever you want, son.
I want my son to watch Dragon Ball Z.
Sure, I want it. You know what you That's remind me of? Mm. Yesterday, I brought here a friend for the Ibur podcast, and we talked about how much perseverance it's a necessary thing, and how much you know to get down and then to get back up, and all this shit, all this process is so much important. I see it as a private tutor that a lot of people are afraid of making mistakes.
Yeah, they are afraid to fail. Yeah,
I failed a lot in my life, but I've accomplished pretty much. I don't want to be like, yeah, I'm the man. No, but because I failed a lot, I've tried a lot.
Yes,
accomplished some shit.
Because to some people, failure means not good enough, and being not good enough scares them, so they don't want to try in the first place.
But most of the, if we will take statistics, most of the odds in the first time, it wouldn't be good enough.
Of course.
So if in the start you would say, I won't do it because I won't be good enough.
No.
When will
no,
you ever be good
not,
enough?
It's would not that happen? I won't do it because I'll not be good enough. It's I won't do it because I'm afraid I'm not good enough. But they don't know that just by trying, it increased their odds by like 50%.
Yeah, but and if
just
you keep
trying,
on trying, you would improve.
Yeah, because then you know what not to do.
Yeah.
Or how to improve on what you did.
It's like if I talk about this show, I don't know what to call it, never mind. It's pretty much the third or fourth time that I'm bringing you here.
Mm-hmm.
And the microphones fail. Mitzi took off the camera.
Yeah,
we would have so much shit. And we learned about from it.
Yeah.
We learned about so much. We
Not
learned
only
from
that,
it so much.
The conversation itself goes more naturally than the first time.
Yeah,
of course.
Exactly. So you can't imagine what it would be, I don't know, in half a year from now. What subjects and how they would go up. You know what I mean?
And then in a year, you bring on more famous people. You bring more comedians to discuss with.
Yeah, you would be the star of my show.
Of course, of course.
Take your clothes off. You want to be my
it's
son.
It's getting hot in here.
My sprinkling star.
My sprinkling star. Sparking star.
Sparking. Spark. Oh, God damn. I understand what I told.
Sprinkling.
Sprinkling. It's like sparkling.
Sparkling.
Sparking with... What the fuck have I said?
You're supposed to say sparking, sprinkling.
What the fuck?
Sprinkling is
soda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Schweppes.
Bubbly. Yeah.
Yeah, but hey,
bubbly.
Schweppes don't pay us. I would.
Don't
I would put
pay us.
When I say Schweppes. That's what you would do. Fuck them.
If you want to be mentioned, give us money.
And a lot of it. A lot.
All right. Brand inwards. Yes. Brand name inwards.
You won't believe it.
Mm.
I've hosted this week someone also in Ibu. I'm really glad to say that he is stupid. I will.
Yeah.
Wow. Now,
okay.
I will open on him. In Hebrew we say ani aniftach alav. How do I say it? All the cards.
I'll reveal everything?
I will reveal everything. I don't have
okay.
Because
I think that's the proper way, okay?
I think he doesn't understand the English.
He's stupid, how would he?
That's what I meant.
I'm sorry, I have no idea who you are.
They don't listen. It's only for the, you know, I told you the sake of it. So he's like, we bought beers for the start of the show. He was like, we need beers. We need beers. It was 2 p.m. Okay.
Okay.
Not Friday like today. It was like in the middle of the week. Okay. He's my, you know, my guest. Let's buy beers. We bought beers. No, we go to the store. He wanted a cigar. That's how we say it in English?
Yes.
Yes? A cigar. A Cuban cigar. No, but he asked, not a Cuban, I'm just joking. He asked, what's the most cheapest cigar? Just for the, you know, just to show that he got a cigar.
Okay.
Yeah.
If, by the way, if you're gonna smoke a cigar, go for something good, because the taste it will leave in your mouth, it's better to have something good than something bad.
Cigar is only for the taste,
of course,
nothing else.
Then go for something at least good.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Invest a bit.
I don't really like it because I feel that cigar, it's only for the, you know,
show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a king. I don't like it. It's like bragging, right?
I don't like it because I don't know how not to inhale, because you're not supposed to inhale cigars.
Yeah, but what's it's a
I'm not used to it, because when I take cigar and
it's like
chokes me,
it likes automatically.
So I'm not used to not inhaling the smoke, so I'm not into cigars that much. But there are cigars that I bought in the duty free that were good. They had a taste to them. I think it's vanilla or some kind of taste, and they were kind of good, but I'm not into cigars that much. But have you smoked one with him?
I think that I've tried only once, only like a puff.
And
only like,
how was it?
I don't know, I didn't like it. I don't really sure that I haven't tried it. I think maybe if I tried maybe once, it's really blurry. Like you know when you were little and the rabbi told you, come to my let's learn Gemara. You know, it's the same. It's pretty much, it's really blurry. You don't know what really happened there.
Yeah, like when the priest said, Sit
on my lap. Is your father Mustafa, you know, you remember? Is your mother Natasha? I don't know, he would say this. Why would you say this? What would say this? Never mind.
So, you want the cigar?
Yeah. The what the main reason that I have talked about it is because we bought beers. And he was like, it was a Corona.
Okay.
And he was like, was telling to the Viti, shut the fuck up. He was like, she doesn't understand English. This is the problem.
Please.
So he was telling to the cashier, how do you say the mocher? It's not cashier. Yes? Cashier. He was telling, they are not paying me, so I need you to hide the label.
He said that to the cashier.
Yeah.
I don't think it we're saying it correctly, but okay.
What do you mean?
Like the word cashier, it's like, it's not how you, it's not the way you say it.
How do you say it?
I don't remember, because but I know that's not the way.
The man in the, you know, the man that you pay to him. Here is the bill, how much money?
Yeah, but what it has to do with her?
With her? What do you mean?
Like, why does she care?
She wasn't a she, I said a she.
Yeah. Because why does he care?
Maybe it was a little bit feminine. I don't know.
But why does he care? Why did he say it to him?
Because he was like, and he was a guest. It even wasn't his podcast. He was like, they aren't paying to me, so hide it. And he told it to the cashier. Cashier.
Why does he care? Something. Why would he care?
And the cashier would go along with him and like, yeah, here I got any, how do you say in English, Isolir brand? It's a good Isolir band.
I don't know how to say Isolir brand.
Like, it's like a tape. You said, a tape.
Yeah, tape or a duct tape, I think.
It's like a duct tape with a color. Like he went like all around the bottle only to hide the Corona. And it's like, you know, it's a yellow beer. That isn't much yellow beer. It's really have a unique color. I see it's a Corona. I see the bottle. What the fuck?
I'm not dumb. I know what it is.
Well, what are you... If you really want to be, you know, really go along with it, what I say, what I did, I put the beer with this side, like, and it's hidden, and you don't see, you see, it's hidden. Nobody really see it. But no, give you, put a duct tape. What the fuck? What is your, one of your kidnappies? How do you say it even?
Kidnapped.
Have you kidnapped this beer bottle? What the fuck, dude?
Kidnapped.
Yeah, I'm inventing words in trying to communicate.
Have you captivated this beer?
Oh, I really like how it's all closing, how it's all
coming together.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Damn, it's like magic.
But I'm trying to think about why.
It's only the start. I won't tell you everything.
Okay.
If you don't like your life, watch this episode. No. 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 In this, you know this meme? In this time, Ben knew. He fucked up. It was like, in the shop, in this time. A little bit, even a little bit before, I knew it because it was like so late and I had so much stuff to do in this day.
Do I know him?
No, and I really am glad that you don't know him. I won't introduce you each other. You don't
yeah,
need to know him.
I don't like people in general, so it's okay.
Yeah, that's what I like about you. Yeah, I really mean it. But the main reason that I invited him, I even didn't invite him. He asked to join me.
Okay.
Yeah, he asked to come.
Okay.
And he's not...
By the way, you're saying it here. He will listen to this.
I really hope so. I really hope so. Fuck you, Pelegriba. You can sit on my balls. On my dick, I don't know what. Fuck you. Damn, it was a hard episode. Harsh. Harsh. How do I say
it? You're like, it feels so good.
Yeah. It was like getting out of the Holocaust. Getting out of the, you know, getting out to the freedom. Yeah. Moses, take us to the desert.
Let my people go.
Damn. And something that never happened to me in a podcast. Suddenly, all of the sudden, my father...
Suddenly, all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's the
same word.
You need to say only one of them. Yeah.
Suddenly, all of a sudden.
But it was so suddenly that it's also all of the sudden. My father fucking like... That's it. Just getting into my apartment from I didn't know in the middle of the podcast.
Okay.
It was a sign for God for Ben, stop this shit, stop it. And he was like, I will translate it. Eret zavat chalav egezel. What the fuck, dude? It's like, what does it mean? It's like, we have a country with milk said and this fucker I'm talking about.
Okay.
Oh, it was weird. It's like Gezel, it's like a steel for people. Yeah. His main problem, the main reason that I brought him here is because that he's a stand-up comedian that actually works. He's not famous, he's not that, but he's not someone
no,
that...
No, Ben, no. You brought him here because you're a good guy. You're
too
a good
much.
And humble person.
Not really a humble.
You're a good and humble person.
If you're saying it.
He needed help.
I didn't what?
He needed help. He needed company.
Too much. He needed too much. I couldn't give it. The amount of company he needed. I couldn't. And I was like, he came from Be'er Sheva. It's like, if I'm talking
seriously?
About 60 miles drive, yeah?
Like, it's about an hour drive.
Yeah, more than an hour drive. He came especially for the podcast. And I was like, the idea knew that he's coming from there. And he was like, yeah. And I asked him, what have you done in Be'er Sheva? He was telling me, yeah, you know, these bitches, this... What are you... And he's not looking like a player. You know how a player look like?
Yeah.
I was a player. I have been in this game. I know, man.
I know how you play.
A player, you look in his eyes. This is what girls love.
Mm-hmm.
I will explain it.
And you see the ocean.
And you see the danger.
Oh.
Yeah. And you know how do I say mosquitoes when they are going to the fire, they see the danger, it attracts them. It's dangerous but they want it wasn't dangerous. It was dangerous but not from this perspective. It was dangerous to listen to,
so
to be around.
So wait.
Yes, stop.
If you're saying that what attracts women to a player, it's because they look in his eyes and they see the danger, they see the flame, and they're attracted to the flame.
Yeah.
Are you saying that the guy that I saw was flaming and I was like, yes, take me?
You're talking about the guy that made you thought about your sexual...
I will not go that far.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know how to answer it. But it's a very good question. I need to think about it.
Because he was not a player.
No. That's what I like. This is my my game now. I don't play a game, bitch. This is me. This is my house. Yes, it's shitty. This is my car. Yes, it's cheap.
What you see is what you get.
This is my cat. Yes, it's shitty. That's what you get, bitch. That's how I call them, bitch. And then I'm like, why no one wants me?
No one wants you. Had a different girl each week.
No,
because... I couldn't follow with the amount of girls you brought on here.
Because when you're a player, it's a game. It's a walk. It's walk.
I know, I was living through you.
Yeah.
I know.
Man, it's taking time. It's taking time. Yeah. Now, I'm saying fuck it. I'm doing a podcast. I'm doing buildings. I'm doing stand-up. Fuck this. The bitches would come.
Have you had women on here yet?
Of course. I have a...
No, on the podcast.
No.
That's what I ask.
Good question. I will do it. But I need to know someone who wants to come. I had an idea.
What's the idea?
I don't think that she would be comprehensive. In English, I don't know if it's the right...
Comprehensive?
What's comprehensive? Maybe it's not the right word.
It's not the right word.
What's comprehensive? What does it mean?
Again, I know what it means. I just can't explain.
What does it mean in English? In Hebrew?
It's to like, I think it's in the line of understanding.
Yeah, yeah. She wouldn't understand, and she would. But never mind. We can do it in Hebrew. But she's too hot. I'm a friend of.
She's too like.
Are you bringing her ex? You've seen her, no? Oh, fuck the ex.
Who?
I've talked with an ex. I have an ex that she's my boss. She's my boss.
Okay.
She's my project manager in one of my projects.
Mm-hmm.
And she got me this project. She's like, I give them a proposition, a price offer. Okay, and they went with me. She wanted to be in my podcast, but she was like, no, I don't know if I would let you to upload everything. Maybe we need to edit.
You need
listen
to bring
to me.
Comedian woman.
That's what I thought about when you told it. Mm-hmm. Now, not her. No, I told her, no, who would let you? Who are you? Who are you?
Who are you?
Are you Harvey Weinstein? Who are you? Geveret, yeah, women. Who are you?
Who are you, ma'am?
Who are you, ma'am?
Who are you, lady?
Exactly. The fuck are you coming to me with this proposition? You're telling me. I'm thinking about it. I pretty much sure that you saw her. You know, the lady that also always when I show, she shows. I don't know how it's happening. You know what
the,
I mean?
The
she's like
comedian.
Yeah, she's like hot and not
oh,
funny.
Oh, her.
Let's not bring
exactly
names. Yeah, let's not bring
exactly
names. She's like, yeah, everybody are paying on me. Oh.
Let's just say.
She's like, how are
German.
You doing?
Yeah. You German, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. and maybe I will bring her,
mm-hmm.
but she's like a girl that I'm, she's like in the long run.
Okay.
It's not I don't know. Maybe I will bring her. Or maybe any other female. If you are a female comedian and you understand English, talk to me. DM me.
DM me.
Bitch. I'm just kidding. You're not bitch. I'm the...
Not yet.
DM me. I'm the bitch. I don't care, bitch. You bitch. I'm bitch.
Like, not yet. Let's talk and then I'll decide bitch or no bitch.
This is bitch. Never mind. Bitch, everybody bitch. Big English. Yes.
Big English.
Okay, Yair, I'm really glad that you came here.
I'm really
it was, right, I did it like, damn, yeah. Hey, it's like, hey, it's end, bitch. I'm ordering a taxi. Yeah,
like,
the
what?
Cab is below.
Go home.
Yeah, the cab is downstairs.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of
fun. It was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope that we will do it much more times in the future. You know, we have not much time. The ChatGPT is going to control over the world.
If you want to say it nicely, I hope we'll do it more in the days to come.
Damn! It was like... Damn, in the days to come, I really liked it. Thank you very much, yeah,
thank
for
you,
coming here. We will do it much more. Thank you, the only guy who listened to us, or the only female, whatever.